Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 8th day of February 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris VK7ZIR with the latest update stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF Relays, 1.862 MHz, Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz, Gary VK7JGD, 7.14 MHz, Dale VK7DG, 14.13 MHz, ooh, any takers? 28.525 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB Channel 24 and HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, AX, ZAB, EV, OO, TW and ZCF, all sharing 50 photos. The main themes were vector network analyzers and tiny spectrum analyzers, the dueling V&As at the Antarc Club Room, a Smith chart frequency sweep of a drum of coax without a termination. From the Reist February presentation, that solar flux is your friend, and the 1960 Mawson 6-metre beacon transmitter. Other highlights were a good morning and the coffee is running more sporty today greetings from the Netherlands, some toilet humour, the evolution of the computer trash can icon to become unrecognisable, the geometric shape of a flex radio and your bank balance, a large portable antenna ray, drinking to tolerate, not to celebrate, a Pink Floyd 50th anniversary bourbon whiskey, the Beatles' Yesterday song meets Star Trek, and where do bad rainbows go? Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PE1NMM and PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. And that's 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. Oh, and some space weather news. An open letter to the sun, old soul. Dear sun, we write to you not as astronomers, astrophysicists, or people with any actual authority, but as exhausted, slightly sunburnt HF SOTA operators who have just hauled radios, batteries, antennas, and questionable life sources up a mountain for no apparent reward. Could you please stop firing off random energy bursts at Earth? We understand that you are a 4.6 billion-year-old nuclear furnace with processes and cycles, and no regard whatsoever for human inconvenience. Fine, noted. But when your solar flares, CMEs and general plasma tantrums wipe out HF propagation exactly when somebody's standing on a summit in the middle of absolutely fucking nowhere, it feels personal. Hours of trekking, frozen fingers, a mast held together with hope and tape, and then nothing. No contacts, no spots. Just ionospheric soup and quiet despair. We are not asking for much, just slightly fewer geomagnetic surprises, marginally less D-layer absorption, and maybe a tiny pause on the flaring when Sotowatch lights up. You can resume normal stellar violence once we've logged 4 contacts and packed up. Please understand this is really frustrating. Radio silence is bad enough without also questioning one's life choices while standing on a ridge wondering why we didn't take up something sensible like golf or skydiving. Yours, with diminishing patience and marginal battery voltage, the SOTA junkies. P.S. We will still blame ourselves, the antenna, the feed line and the logger, but deep down we know it's you. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. Jim, VK7JZ, has well and truly jumped the straight and has been busy activating a number of mainland references. His travels began in the ACT with an activation of Mount Ainslie, where he logged 9 contacts. Jim then made his way into VK2, activating Peak Summit and adding a further 6 QSOs to the log. Continuing on into VK3, Jim activated Arthur's Seat Summit, overlooking Port Phillip Bay Coastal Reserve, and made an impressive 20 contacts. As the summit lies within Arthur's Seat State Park, Jim was also able to score a bonus POTA activation at the same time. A great run of activations across multiple states. Closer to home, Travis VK7VXT activated the Mount Wellington summit, successfully making 5 QSOs on 2 metres. This bagged Travis 10 points for his efforts. Meanwhile, Rodney VK7HAM, Peter VK7ZPE and Al VK7AN headed out towards Turner's Marsh to activate Lady Nelson Regional Reserve. Conditions were kind and all 3 enjoyed their time on air while making plenty of contacts from the park. Not every activation goes to plan, however. Matt, VK7MAT, experienced an activation failure earlier in the week after setting up at Emu Ground Regional Reserve. Just as he was about to get on air, the radio refused to power up. After some investigation, Matt discovered that the head unit cable purchased the day before was incorrect. Rather than being straight through, it was a crossover cable. Unfortunately, this resulted in an internal SMD fuse being blown, and hopefully nothing more serious. Emu Ground has now been added back to the to-do list for a future activation. Watch this space. That's 73 for Matt, VK7MAT. And now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Silent Key Memorial Barbecue. Before the NWTARC AGM on the 14th of February, we will be holding a memorial barbie for club members who have passed away. Kevin, VK7KEV, who passed away January 2025, Shirley, VK7HSC, who passed away April 2025, and Anne, VK7BYL, who passed away on July 2025. It will commence at 10 a.m. and at the Leven District Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. The club will be supplying the barbie meat, salad, soft drinks and the barbies. You just need to turn up. Shirley and Anne were big fans of barbies, whether with friends or at the club, so we thought this would be an appropriate send-off. All Tasmanian amateurs are invited to attend, as they had amateur friends all over Tasmania. Attendees can, if they wish, attend the AGM and general meeting or leave after the barbie. To ensure we have sufficient for all, please could you RSV to email nwtarcinc@gmail.com by Sunday the 8th of February so that we can order the necessary supplies. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. NWTARC Incorporated Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 14th of February 2026 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an Annual General Meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, and to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder, committee auditor and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2026 membership subscription to be able to vote at the annual general meeting, and they will need to have paid their 2026 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. Retired broadcast engineer VK7JAI Terry plans to do a show and tell on his time in the Army Radio Corp, complemented with photos, maps and maybe some of his Army radios. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, then please do not attend the meeting. That's 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer for NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, please contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Last club room technical night, Colin VK7ZCF raised a very interesting and quite a different subject. He started it off with a couple of video presentations from Tony Brock Fisher, K1KP, on the topic of polar modulation techniques in transmitters. Tony took us through the theory behind this concept and its advantage to power usage efficiency, heat dissipation and the potential of smaller transceivers. He developed a prototype called the Polar Explorer, being the proof of concept. This culminated in a calibration with Flex Radio in the design and production of the Aurora AU520 transceivers. When I use the term polar, don't think of North or South Pole, but think of Cartesian and polar coordinates, the two different systems used to locate points in a two-dimensional plane. Cartesian using the common X and Y axis to define location, and polar using distance from its origin and the angle they make with the reference axis. Probably the most important factor is that polar modulation defines the transmitter architecture rather than the emission mode, an RF signal generated using a polar transmitter, such as an SSB waveform, remains fully compliant with the characteristics of that mode. From the transmitter's perspective, the incoming audio signal is separated into its amplitude and phase components, which are then processed independently. As long as the amplitude and phase paths are correctly time aligned, and the envelope is reconstructed with sufficient fidelity, a conventional SSB receiver will demodulate the signal normally with no observable difference to the end user. The phase component drives the output stage, which is running in Class E. That is, they are devices which are operated in either a switched on or switched off state. This very fast switching dissipates minimal power. The result is a massive gain in efficiency. The amplitude component of the output waveform is created by varying the operating voltage to the output stage from a pulse width controlled supply. Liken it to the efficiency of a switch mode power supply compared to a linear regulated power supply. This subject is well worth a bit of a rabbit hole afternoon to look at the progress being made with high efficiency transmitters. There is a paper jointly published by Tony Brock-Fisher and Brian McKinney, K1LI, in the March-April 2017 edition of QEX. Entitled The Polar Explorer, You May Never Look at Your Linear Amplifier the Same Way Again. For information, QEX is a bi-monthly magazine published by the American Radio Relay League, or ARRL. It features advanced technical articles on the theory, design, and construction of radio antennas and equipment. This paper delves into signal sideband being a special case of quadrature modulation, whereby the quadrature, or Q, component of the signal is derived from the in-phase, or I, component by the mathematical operation of the Hilbert transform. It covers the concepts and implementation leading up to the Polar Explorer prototype. One interesting paragraph from this paper, and I quote, is, "First dubbed quadruplex telegraph, what we now call polar modulation, was invented by Thomas Edison in 1874 as a means of allowing simultaneous transmission of four telegraph signals on a single wire." End quote. There's nothing new under the sun. Technology has caught up since 1874, and this type of complex processing has become commonplace. You might be thinking, well, this is the next generation of amateur radio to play with. But those of us that have carried around a 3, 4 or 5G phone have already experienced this new area of modulation and power saving as it is currently in use with the phone handpiece and base stations. For those of us that operate on a sub-flex radio price budget, check out the latest offering from QRP Labs. The QMX transceiver also uses polar modulation, and in this design it uses a Class D output stage, also giving it excellent efficiency. If you are interested and make it to the QRP Labs website, check out Hans Summers, as he has some excellent presentations on the QMX and polar modulation. A final reminder, the annual general meeting of NTARC will take place this Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. The regular bi-monthly general meeting will be held after the annual general meeting, commencing about 8:45 p.m. Refreshments will be available after the meetings. Upcoming events: on-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting this Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday, the 18th of February, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address: news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that comes 73 from Stefan VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now news from the South. the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Terms and Space Weather Reports. A huge thank you to Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who gave us some insight into our ionospheric prediction parameters and how to use and interpret them. Roger has spent time in Antarctica and the Ionospheric Prediction Service, which later became the Space Weather Service. Roger started with a refresher on the ionosphere, including the chemical composition, ionogram elements, and showing a recent Hobart ionogram from the sounder at Albion Heights. Roger covered the F2 layer propagation geometry, sporadic degeneration, the maximum usable frequency, and the difference between oblique and vertical ionograms. We then went into total electron contact, TEC maps, the fountain filling effect, trans-equatorial propagation, and the Appleton anomaly, which sits over the Middle East and in Indonesia. Roger then showed the mixed mode propagation types with East Coast Australian examples, and finished off with the current state of the sunspot cycle and an extensive question and answer session. The video of the presentation is available in the REAST YouTube channel, and there is a direct link in the email edition of this broadcast. That's 73 from the REAST committee. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. February Forum Night, WSPR Propagation Tool and Data Set. This Wednesday night is our February Forum Night, and it will be all about WSPR, pronounced Whisper, which stands for Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. This is part of the suite of modes available in the WSJT-X digital communications application. Atmospheric physicist Dr. Andrew Klekicek will be giving us a short presentation on the value of the Whisper dataset and some of the research he's been doing using the dataset. We will then open it up to the audience to take us through how they are using Whisper and the various tools available. Wednesday the 11th of February 2026 from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, and it will be streamed on the REAST YouTube channel. See you there on the stream. 73 from the REAST committee. February 2026 Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated will be held next Sunday at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Thank you from the REAST committee. REAST Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? REAST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. Key dates: the Foundation Training and Assessment Days, held every 2 months, with the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. Standard, Advanced and Regulations Assessments, held on alternate months. Next is on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the REAST events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reast.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation Licence Training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REAST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a 7 MHz negative offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 MHz with a 600 kHz negative offset, CTCCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south, plus a VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6 metres AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 5:30 PM. Beg your pardon, that should be 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Test Net and TechNet sessions. Every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM to 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 18th of February from 6:30 PM at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group, net on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local. Northwest Tassie 2 metres DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events, NTARC 11th of February. Annual General Meeting from 7:30 PM in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reached 11th of February Forum Night, WSPR from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC, 14th of February, Silent Key Memorial Barbecue, Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston from 10 AM. NWTARC, 14th of February, Annual General Meeting from 1:30 PM, followed by General Meeting in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reached, 15th of February, Annual General Meeting and Barbecue from 11 AM AGM and 12 noon Barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres will be VK7GS, 80 metres will be VK7ALH, 40 metres will be VK7JGD, 20 metres will be VK7DG, 10 metres will be VK7VKT. UHF CB24 and HF CB24 will be VK7FMAC. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie from the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.